This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Joy's very own program about pets. Thank you to Chris for delivering yet another great morning of music. I hear Leo is actually up at the Arias today.
Lucky Leo.
Very lucky. And thank you to Chappell for the news as well. I am Kevin.
I'm Oslam.
I'm Alan.
And joining us today, we have a very special guest. We have, standing in for Kate, because Kate is off to Sydney, I believe, for her brother's wedding. We have Elena, who is the Lost Dogs Home Volunteer Coordinator. Elena, welcome.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. So, Alan, how was your night last night?
Oh, God, yesterday was the first hot day of summer, wasn't it? I really enjoyed yesterday. I've been hanging out for a long time. But, yep, last night was a bit hot as well. I mean, I slept pretty much the whole way through, but I don't know about you guys.
I don't know. Elena and I think, just did not get any sleep. We're both really tired today, aren't we?
I'm quite tired. Even though I love the heat, I did struggle with sleeping, getting some sleep last night.
So, Elena, today you're going to give us a bit of a glimpse into the Lost Dogs Home Volunteer Program. Oz, what am I doing?
I'm not the coordinator, but you're not, are you?
But I was throwing over to you for a question.
Actually, no, we've got Elena in for a very good reason. She loves Joy, for starters.
Yes,
but also next week is International Volunteers Day, and the Lost Dogs Home has a fantastic program, and you coordinate it.
I do indeed. So just to tell you guys a little bit about the program, the Lost Dogs Home Volunteer Program has been running informally for the last 20 or so years. It has probably become a lot more structured over the last 2 to 3 years. I guess the purpose of this program, it is really designed for the team of volunteers to come in, do some dog walking.
We'll talk about that a bit later. But first, what are we going to look at on Pets Allowed today?
Well, if you do love animals and want to help out, obviously we'll be speaking to Elena about how you can get involved with the Lost Dogs Home. And as per usual, our resident vet, Alan, will look at kittens.
He's going to look at a very common problem that a lot of animals that are adopted come home with. And we're also going to be talking about extreme weather and pets.
And at the tail end of the program, we will draw the curtains open on another gorgeous adoption candidate for our Pet of the Week segment.
But just coming up shortly, we think, you know, there's a bit of something special going on in the next couple of days, maybe?
In fact, in the next 24 hours, I believe. An excuse to play this again.
Yeah, look, we really actually quite love this song.
Well, it is indeed a very special birthday tomorrow. Joy 94.9 is turning an impressive 19 years old. And to celebrate Joy's birthday, we have a very special surprise just around the corner, guys.
Any clues for us, Oz?
Well, they're related, tan-coloured, and both very adorable.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Look, it is time for us to lift the suspense and let you all know what is kind of going on. And we'd like to introduce you to the Joy birthday pups. Now, they're currently in here being held by Chris. Most of you will know Chris from the CNC Drive Factory. Chris, can you tell us how cute are the puppies?
The puppies are so ridiculously cute.
They're adorable. So what we have done for Joy's birthday, as a gesture, I suppose, because we want to thank you for supporting Pets Allowed over the last few weeks, is we've actually named one of our new puppies Joy.
And Joy is a beautiful, beautiful little girl.
She is.
And both of them are just so well behaved. They're just gorgeous little puppies. And someone's going to be very lucky to own these two.
One day. And so they're currently in foster care at the moment. And Joy has a brother as well.
Yes.
So Joy's brother is currently unnamed. So we kind of, Joysters, we want your help in naming this little guy. He is very cute. They're both, Alan?
They're both 6 weeks old. So And they're Jack Russell crosses. They're both sort of light tan and white, and they were surrendered to the home together. Because they're 6 weeks old, they're in our foster program at the moment. They're not old enough to be adopted, so they'll stay in the foster program until for the next 2 or 3 weeks until they're ready to go up.
Now, if you want to see the Joy Pups in action, we do have a video which is going onto our Facebook page. So that's Dogs Lost Dogs Home on Facebook. So you can go facebook.com/lostdogshome. It'll also be on our Twitter as well, which is Lost Dogs Home, and it is generating quite a buzz around the Joy Studios. Everyone's getting their photo taken with the two gorgeous little things, and
everyone's actually starting to suggest names. So we would suggest you get cracking. SMS your suggestions to 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
So we will be taking suggestions all of today. If you can't SMS us or email us before the end of the show at 1 o'clock, you can also email us at our email address, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. And we're actually going to be announcing the name tomorrow on the Saturday Magazine show. So about 11:30, I'm getting a call from Saturday Magazine. We're going to do a bit of a phone interview, and we're going to announce the name on New Saturday Magazine's special broadcast for Joy's birthday.
So just remember, though, that these pups aren't up for adoption, so don't call the shelter. They need to spend their time in our foster program before they're old enough.
But if you're interested in adopting a pet, listen out to our Pet of the Week segment at the tail end of the program. We have a really gorgeous cat that needs a new home, so listen out for that one.
And please remember, especially since it's coming up to Christmas, a pet isn't just for Christmas or a birthday or something like that. It is for life. Now, these dogs can live up to 10 to 15 years, so you've got to think about that life. Time commitment. I think Chris is actually falling in love with our little pups here, aren't you?
If it wasn't for an old English sheepdog at home, they'd be very, very jealous. I'd be putting my hand up straight away for these two. They're gorgeous and they're so well behaved.
Well, thanks, Chris, for actually taking care of them and modelling them very nicely to us. We'll leave them in your well hands.
There'll be a photo on the Joy Facebook page shortly.
That's right. So there will be photos on Joy's Facebook as well as our Lost Dogs Home Facebook as well. So up next, we're going to be talking volunteering with the Lost Dogs Home Volunteer Coordinator, Elena.
The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 presents Pets Allowed. Allowed. Join the Lost Dogs Home crew and friends for Pets Allowed, exploring all things animal from wet nose to wagging tail. Fridays from noon on Joy. News, views, interviews, advice and everything mice. Brought to you by Joy sponsor, the Lost Dogs Home. Pets Allowed on Joy. More fun than you can wag your tail at.
I am Kevin, and we are here with Pets Allowed today with Oslam, Alan, and our volunteer coordinator, Elena. Now, first, we're just going to say we received an email from Anthony, who sent us an email about a story about microchipping that we were talking about last week. So we'll get back to that later on in the program. Thank you so much for emailing us in as well. And don't forget, we are asking you to help us name our puppy, our little baby Jack Russells. They're both falling asleep now because of all the excitement. And you can SMS 0427JOY94. Or email on air at joy.org.au, and they are adorably cute right now. I wish I could get a picture of them sleeping. So what are we looking at now? We are going to look at the volunteer program. So between 1995 and 2010 in Australia, the estimated number of volunteers doubled. So this positive trend is encouraging for organisations that rely on the role, the valuable role that volunteers play.
Definitely. I believe Joy has around 270 active volunteers as we speak, and we definitely know that by coming here every week and participating.
Yeah, and we're all volunteers. All the presenters are volunteers. All the people on the front desk are volunteers. Pretty much the whole organisation runs with volunteers.
So it's quite a thing. And obviously at the Lost Dogs Home, we rely on volunteers as well. So if you've always loved spending time with animals and are interested in animal welfare, the Lost Dogs Home has a great volunteer program that you can get involved with.
To tell us more about the volunteer program, we've got Elena with us. I was going to say welcome again, but you've been with us all through the program. Tell us about how the volunteer program started.
So, as I was saying earlier on, it did start informally over the past 20 or so years. It is really now starting to pick up. So, the whole program is really structured for our team of volunteers to come in and walk and exercise these dogs. It is also teaching the volunteers how to interact and assist with training these dogs, which are currently available for adoption within the premises, and take them for walks, and also really does focus on reinforcing good behaviour to help prepare these dogs for their new homes and improves their well-being at the shelter.
So how many volunteers do you currently have?
So we currently have around 35 to 40 active volunteers mm-hmm. within the Lost Dogs home. So that consists of volunteers who come in to walk and spend time with these dogs, along with admin support to the home.
And so we have a sort of a mix of different types of volunteers at the home. Do you see what kind of positions are there? Are there certain types of people that prefer different things? What kind of volunteers do we have there?
So we have a varied variety of volunteers. So we have volunteers that really just solely want to be there for the dogs, so come in and spend time with the dogs. We have other volunteers who aren't really, don't feel that it is really for them. They probably can't, not so much cope, but you know, be hands-on with the animals. So they do prefer to be more supportive to the administrative side of the home, so just helping with our fundraising department or our national pet register. Then we have other organisations that come in, such as our corporate program. So for corporate volunteers, giving them the opportunity to come and give something back to the community. So we have some wonderful big names of corporates that have been a really great, huge support to the Lost Dogs home.
And with the National Pet Register, I remember Kate saying it's quite, you don't have to give up a lot of time if you want to come in, and you can come in with friends. So three or four if you can come in, and you can just sort out the tags, get them ready for mailing. You can chat while you're doing it, and it's pretty easy going.
Absolutely. It is actually quite a good way for friends to do something that they have a you know, common interest in. And if you do work full time, you are more than welcome to apply and help out on the weekends for a couple of hours. And it's a really good get together with your friends, and it is very, very casual, therapeutic almost to an extent, doing the admin tasks.
Also, I think the events are probably a good thing for people that can't commit on a regular basis but would like to assist in doing some volunteering from time to time.
The events are a great opportunity for volunteers who are wanting to be involved within the home but can't because they are, you know, committed to full-time employment. So we've got events coming up such as our 12-12 ID mm-hmm. Day in a couple of weeks, and then we're going to have our huge event coming up next year for our 100 years centenary. So mm-hmm. for anyone who is keen, willing to get involved, please apply, because we are needing the help, all the help we can get for that day.
Yeah, and that's going to be really big, isn't it? They're closing off the whole street, the whole Gracie Street in North Melbourne, and they're going to be shows, dog shows and bouncy castles and stalls and
quite a lot of different things, and it sounds like it's going to be very exciting. There's going to be, you know, dogs everywhere, and then cats and stuff as well. Maybe some cats. We're also celebrating with that event is also the opening of our vet clinic, our new vet clinic as well. So
definitely, and all these and more will be discussed closer to the date in more depth. But also, just as you mentioned before, the 12-12 Pet ID Day is just around the corner. It's 12th of December, and we're currently looking for people to participate in that in a different way. We're going to be looking for people that have high miming skills and acting skills. Kev, you're
yes,
one of these people.
Yes, I have been seconded into helping out with this a bit as well, walking my dog, my invisible dog.
Yes, so that's a teaser. We're not going to give away too much information, but if you pride yourself as a good mimer or actor, do get in touch with us, lostdogshome@joy.org.au.
So a little bit later we will be looking at how you can actually get involved with Lost Dogs Home, how you can volunteer and how you can apply for that as well, and maybe a closer look at some of the sorts of things that you can do, so that's, you know, dog walking and things like that. But coming up right after this, we're going to actually hear, Oz caught up with one of our volunteers earlier this week, and mm-hmm. we're going to actually hear from her, so that's going to be great. What kind of things do you guys talk about?
Let's just wait and listen.
I guess we'll find out what we don't want to reveal too much there, do you? So you are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home at Joy 94.9. So today on Pets Allowed, we are looking at a bit about volunteering at the Lost Dogs Home, because International Volunteer Day is actually next Wednesday. So volunteering can give you a sense of purpose and make you feel good about giving back to the community.
I caught up with Jan, a volunteer at the home, right after she'd taken a dog for a walk. This is our conversation.
I retired at the end of 2010 from working as a teacher. So as I was getting close to retiring, I was looking at wanting to do something. Well, I said a love of dogs. My dog comes from a Lost Dogs Home. 14 years ago, I got him. So a friend, a sister works here, so she said there was a volunteer program. So I just inquired and got an application form and, applied to come and do it.
And so what would a typical day entail?
Well, I come 2 mornings a week. So on the Tuesday morning I come and they run behaviour modification classes. So they're for dogs that aren't ready to be adopted either because they're too timid or they're too boisterous or there's some problem. So Nicole and Noel are the trainers, and there's volunteers, sometimes up to 3 or 4 volunteers in the class helping out. So we'll be given a dog, we'll be told who's due the dog and what they're trying to work towards, and then you work with Nicole and Noel to help that dog. So that's sort of good because then you see at the end of it the dogs make it to adoptions and then get a home. So that's a really positive thing to be involved in. And then Thursday mornings I come and we do off-premises walking, which is great. So we meet about 8:30, quarter to 9, sometimes there's up to 5 of us, take a dog each, we walk down to Moonee Ponds Creek or around North Melbourne Football Ground, going different ways. But by taking, we have a dog each, by taking them off-premises, they actually relax because when they hear all the other barking and everything else going on, whereas once they're out in the street, you can see them just enjoy a really nice walk. So last Friday we walked 15 dogs, which was fantastic to be able to do that. And that's all virtually before 10 o'clock, before the home opens.
If listeners out there have driven through North Melbourne during the morning, they will have seen volunteers. As far as I can see, just behind you, there's a big fluoro vest with reflectors on it. So that's what you normally wear when you go out?
That's what we wear. And, so we walk different paths around. But often it's funny because there'll be people working in the street and they won't even realise that you can actually get a dog from the Lost Dogs Home. So it's interesting, the people that don't even realise that there's plenty of dogs. So I suppose by being out there, we're a bit of an ad as well, a bit of publicity.
A public presence.
Definitely. You get really lots of positives from people in the street as well, which is good.
Going back to the point that you mentioned before with behaviour modification or rehabilitation, actually, seeing a dog go through a transition like that, what are the personal rewards with seeing
huge.
That for you?
I was going to say, there's sort of, I suppose, a really good example was a dog called Scout that was here. Really timid first time I went to a cage. She cowered at the back of the cage. She barked at me. I had to sit in a cage for about 10 minutes with my back to her, and she gradually crawled a bit closer. I had to give her treats to get her to close to me. But then over weeks, I got to the stage where I'd get to the door, she'd jump up, she'd be happy to see me, she'd come out straight away. Then we got to the stage of walking on the street, which I sort of, I don't know, I never believed we sort of get to because she was so timid and scared. Built that up, and then about 2 or 3 weeks ago, a young couple came in and adopted her. So, I mean, that's fantastic. That's what you want to get her to that stage. But certainly that's the rewards that come from it.
And just a bit about yourself. Would you say that you're an animal lover?
Yeah, always.
Always. That's an obvious question.
Have dogs and cats at home. But an older dog now, so... And I can't walk him fast. So the other side, I suppose, of coming was that bit of exercise for me, of doing the dog walking. But, I mean, there's so many varied people in the volunteer program. There's a guy who comes before work. So he comes, does the street work, then he goes to work. There's a girl who does a similar thing. Somebody who does casual work. So she'll come in, but some days she'll be working and she can't come. So it's not just people who are retired. Anybody can do it. It's just fitting it into the day, or if you have 1 day a week off. But it certainly is a very rewarding thing to be able to do, that's for sure. I love it, I must admit.
That was Jan, a long-term volunteer at the home. She's been volunteering here for, I think, a couple of years, which is great. And we are talking volunteering. We have in the studio today with us Elena, our volunteer coordinator.
So, Elena, you have lots of different groups of volunteers who come in to spend time at the home. What do you think they take from the experience?
I think they take home a great deal of experience. Firstly, I feel that they find it extremely rewarding and that they are helping out in a great way. They're not only helping out, I suppose, you know, to better the lives of these animals, but they're also taking a lot of hands-on experience also.
And where do the groups come from? What sort of people do you have?
So we've got people from all walks of life. So we've got our, you know, people that are our corporates, people who you know, work full-time. We've got other great community welfare groups that come in. So people, you know, who may have slight, you know, learning disabilities, they come in and you really do see how much this betters the lives of these people. And so just, you know, also helping them to you know, gain social skills with one another, and this is a great way for them to interact with one another.
So I was just going to ask, Jan talked about off-premises dog walking as well. Now, I believe that's something that changed with the legislation. Can you tell us a bit about the off-premises dog walking. How does that help?
So the off-premises dog walking is designed to get these animals that are in our kennels and up for adoption off-premises, getting them out, as it can be quite a stressful environment for these dogs. So getting them out, getting them used to different, you know, stimuli. It's an environmental enrichment for these animals. So doing this and having this opportunity, you know, as to be part of this program is a great and wonderful thing, and also gives the volunteers who do work full time an opportunity to come in and dedicate an hour of their week to the home.
So it's really good. I mean, it means the dogs get to see what real life is like before they go up.
Exactly, they're exposed to different noises, to, you know, to trains, to cars, to people on bikes, to different smells, which is really good as well for their, you know, that they need that as well.
Yeah, because it's a really mixed environment around North Melbourne, isn't it? You've got parks, you've got trains, lots of traffic. You've got factories.
There's a creek there as well.
But they don't get to swim, do they?
They don't get to swim. No, unfortunately.
But walk past it, so you know you've got the highway and things around like that. So it's great. I've seen the benefits of it as well. Like with we had Miri, the river dog. Mm. She went through and was, you know, a lot of the volunteers worked with her, so it was great to see the benefits of that.
And can I just say, I just want to say also a big thank you to this group that commit their you know their time on a weekly basis, every week, over and over again. They're the same people that come through. So thank you very much for making that program as great as it is.
And it is just amazing to hear how Jan mentioned that people put aside time before work, even, you know, people that are working full time that start at 9 come in just before work to participate.
I do. I've got a one girl in particular who actually salary sacrifices her wage to take time off to come into the home to spend time and walk these dogs. So
and the corporate thing's really interesting as well. I didn't know much about that, but those are people whose work organisations pay for them to take time off.
They do. They're allocated a certain amount of hours.
I was going to say, I annoy a lot of my friends about corporate volunteering. So I have some friends that work for some big organisations, and I say, you know, if you've got volunteer days at work, please, you know, come to the Lost Dogs Home. You get to spend a great day. One of my friends, Jason, hi Jason, if you're listening, he just last week he came, and Eleni, you met him.
I did meet him. He was lovely, and Kevin has brought in a lot of people from these organisations. So thank you, Kevin, for that. That they do great things. They're a huge help.
Thank you so much for that. So if you would like to volunteer at the Lost Dogs Home, we are going to talk about this a little bit later. Don't forget, we are trying to find a name for our little puppy, our little boy. He's gorgeous. We have had a couple of names, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I think we should say them.
Oh, right, really?
Now. Yeah, I think we've been suggested Oliver.
After John Oliver, who is, you know, founded Joy and also has the number one membership. And we've had that a couple of times, actually, which is great. And what was the other one we had suggested?
We've had Bo suggested, and that's short for Rainbow, which I really like.
So don't forget, you can SMS us right now on air 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. We will be taking also your emails on lostdogshome@joy.org.au up until about 4 o'clock today, when we're going to decide the name and we'll announce it tomorrow. So please stay tuned. We're going to listen and we're going to talk about how you can actually become a volunteer at the Lost Dogs Home. Right now, let's hear from Belinda Carlisle with Mad About You. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 presents Pets Allowed. Pets Allowed. Join the Lost Dogs Home crew and friends for Pets Allowed, exploring all things animal from wet nose to wagging tail. Fridays from noon on Joy. News, views, interviews, advice and everything mice. Brought to you by Joy sponsor, the Lost Dogs Home. Pets Allowed on Joy. More fun than you can wag your tail at.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed, where we are talking all about volunteering. Now, I'm Kevin.
I'm Muslim.
Alan.
And Elena.
Hey. We've got a very special guest in here, Elena, our volunteer coordinator. It's great to have you in here.
Thank you.
Now, Elena, if I wanted to start volunteering at the Lost Dogs Home, what would I do?
Okay, so firstly, you need to be over the age of 18. You'll need to complete a volunteer application form, so you can download that from our website, or you can pop into the shelter to obtain one. You'll then need to also attach a written reference, either from a previous or current workplace or volunteer organisation. And then finally, you'll also need to obtain a police check and a copy of your photo ID.
And Victoria Police reduce the cost of the police check, don't they?
They do.
If you mention the Lost Dogs Home.
If you do, yeah, you get a discounted fee of like $15. Mm. So
excellent.
And so is there any kind of training? I mean, say, for instance, I've come in, I've never really volunteered for an animal organisation. Does the volunteer program provide training?
We do provide training. So it really is important that our volunteers do gain some hands-on experience and training prior to the, you know, commencement of the program. So if you are successful, we go through a couple of induction processes about the program, a practical training session on how to use the different types of harnesses, leads and equipment when you're walking and handling the dogs. So you're not just thrown into it. You do get some training and support.
Okay. And do potential volunteers get to choose what times and what days they come in and how much they commit to? Or do you sort of give them a schedule?
So we do expect from our volunteers that they can commit for a minimum of 1 hour a week, which is really nothing. Mm-hmm. But from there on, they are. I mean, our program is really flexible for our volunteers, so they can pick and choose when they do want to come in and the times.
Excellent. So if I apply for the program, how long after will I hear about it?
You need to really expect probably four to six weeks before, you know, you'll get a final outcome of whether you've been successful and take into consideration the interview process and the training, etc.
So I suppose if people are interested in volunteering for the big events next year, now's kind of the time to get started and they should get in touch with you.
Yeah, now is definitely the time to get started. So, yeah, please apply.
And also, I suppose if you've got holidays coming up too and you're going to find that you've got extra time in the coming months, that's also probably a good time now to sort of get in well in advance.
It is coming up to the Christmas break and the summer period. People are going to be, you know, they're going to have a lot more time to dedicate and volunteer at the home.
And for an application form, you can check out our website and more information about volunteering as well, which is dogshome.com. Follow our prompts to the volunteer page. Elena, can people also contact you at the shelter if they want more information?
They can contact me directly if they wish.
And so the phone number for the shelter is 03 9329 2755. 03 9329 2755. Now, we do have a few other ways on our website where you can help out if you can't come down and volunteer, things like donation drives, that sort of thing. We're really great. We accept, you know, blankets and toys and food. It's great. We also have our Woolworths bins. So each year we put bins out in Woolworths where we accept donations. We have them out in about 80 stores or 60 to something stores across Victoria.
Yep.
It'd be great for you guys to check those out. And
we have a listing coming up on our Facebook, don't we?
Yes, we are going to put a listing hopefully up today to find more information. So right after this, we'll say goodbye to Elena right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys again for having me.
And
thank
right you. After this, we are going to catch up with Alan and answer a couple of questions about what happens when your kitten comes home.
Joy 94.9. Don't see red because your rights as a sex worker have been stamped on. See RHED instead.
Red is short for Resourcing Health and Education.
A service supporting the needs and rights of sex workers of all genders, sexes and sexualities.
With telephone drop-in and outreach services, red is there for you.
Call red, RHED, on 1800 458 752 or see sexworkers.org.au.
Are you Arab and from GLBTI community? Halam is a new community social group supporting those from Arab background and other nationalities who speak Arabic. Halam celebrate the unique cultural background and diverse sexuality of Arab people of the community. Gatherings are held monthly on the first Wednesday of the month. For more information, search Halam Melbourne on Facebook.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
On air.
Sorry. Whoops, we are on air. So you're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home, where it is just coming to 1:45, which means we have about 15 minutes left of the show. Good one.
It's a unique program. We've got two gorgeous little puppies in the house. We've got a lot of enthusiastic Joy friends coming in and out and taking photographs. So it's actually quite wonderful.
I think, you know what? It's going to be one of those days today when you have such gorgeous puppies in the studio, people just can't stay away. So we actually have Philippe in here at the moment. Hi, Philippe. He's with the dogs. He can't say anything. And Betty's taking some photos for us as well. So it's great to see. So each week, our senior veterinarian at the Lost Dogs Home, Dr. Alan Bolton, answers your questions. So first, this week, we had a question from Emma who called during the week with a half question, half a bit of a complaint. Now, Alan, she had adopted a kitten a few days before and was worried because when it got home, it had diarrhea and had a few worms. What's going on?
Well, worms are pretty nasty, but we worm all our kittens and puppies just before they go up for adoption, and once you've given them the medication, the worms die off and they have to go somewhere. So it's not unusual for them to pass some worms. kittens and puppies generally pick up worms before they're born, and they actually get them while they're suckling on their mother as well. And these worms then form dormant cysts all over their bodies, and they keep, these cysts keep maturing, and the worms migrate to the gut constantly until the puppy's about 6 months old. So that's the reason why we have to worm puppies every 2 weeks until they're 12 weeks of age, and then monthly every 6 months. Oh, sorry, monthly until they're 6 months. And with regards to diarrhea, animals get diarrhea for lots of different reasons. Moving to a new home can be pretty stressful for an animal. There can be a change of diet and new bugs in the environment, all of which can cause diarrhea. As long as an animal is bright and well, it's okay just to rest their stomach with a smaller amount of bland food for a few days. But if this doesn't work, or if they're depressed and quiet or otherwise unwell, it's best to see a vet.
Thank you so much for that, Alan. So, you know, it's not obviously not something too bad to worry about unless they get a bit tired and lethargic, really.
Yeah, or if they're vomiting or just, you know, off their food. Anything else that you're worried about?
Something to monitor, really. So if you have a question for our resident vet, Alan, please send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au, or you can text us now, 0427-JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au. Don't forget, we are looking for a name for our little boy puppy, and you can check him out on the Lost Dogs Home Facebook. Also, he's on Joy's Facebook, I believe, as well, so check him out there. So stick around after we hear from Take That. So we've got a bit of Take That. Excellent. With Back for Good, we are going to be looking at some of the news for this week. You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
So dominating the news this week has been the weather, from the wild storms earlier on in the week to intense and frustrating heat, because as it reached 39 degrees. We've all felt it this week, especially our pets. So what about our pets?
The storms we experienced on Tuesday saw dozens of scared dogs arrive at the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne. The vast majority of them have successfully been reunited with their owners, so that's good. One particular reunion story got into the Herald Sun earlier this week. Wiggly, a gorgeous cavoodle, was reunited with her owner. It's believed Wiggly, true to his name, squeezed under the fence of his East Keeler home after being spooked by the severe storms. So, you know, this is something that's quite typical that the home experiences during stormy weather. Guys, what should pet owners do with stormy weather?
So if your dog is a bit fearful of storms, don't encourage them whilst it's actually storming. Don't give them a pat or a cuddle because they think, oh, there is something to be afraid of. Just act like everything's okay and try and stick to their routine. Keep things as normal as possible. Play a game with them. Play with them, you know, hide some treats around the house and play hide and seek. It's a great game to play whilst it's storming. If there is a storm predicted for that day as well, just think about taking them for a bit of a longer walk to tire them out. Now, Alan, what about, is there anything from vets can do?
You can certainly speak to your vet about medication, which you can use to reduce anxiety or, you know, stress to do with storms. There are also these things called thunder shirts, which you know more about than I do.
Yeah, I do. So thunder shirts are a bit like, kind of like a T-shirt for your dog, but it really holds them tightly. So it's tight against their fur, and it sort of gives that comforting feeling and calms them down. It also might help relieve some of the static electricity in the air, because some dogs can, unless it's not the sound that they're afraid of, it's actually that they can feel it.
And they kind of pick up on the weather pattern so that they know what's coming. You can desensitize your dog as well, or you can certainly try to. So you can get hold of CDs which have got recordings of thunder and loud noises, and you basically just start off playing them really, really low and then keep building up and building up. And often you can get them used to it that way, so they're not quite so worried.
You can actually use a household dryer cloth as well to sort of relieve that static electricity, because they can be getting little shocks, and that's sort of why they sort of go, oh, don't like it.
You don't realise all these things that, you know, they experience, really.
No, well, dogs and cats have so many more senses than we do and perceive things in lots of different ways.
They're just so alert.
And if they are going to be home alone, please remember ID, identification, have a free tag, have their collar on and microchipped as well, because the thing. And Oz, what about hot weather?
Well, we're going from one polar opposite to the other. Melbourne has experienced, it's been reported it's experienced its hottest night over 100 years. So there was like 27 degrees at midnight. Warm weather at the home, basically during warm weather, however, the home does a lot to sort of look after the welfare of animals, namely providing dogs that look really hot and bothered some ice in their bowls
to
cool them down.
And also just taking those elderly dogs inside so that they're in air conditioning. Now, quickly, really quickly, Alan, what are some of the things to remember during hot weather?
So the first thing, never ever leave an animal in a car for any period whatsoever. Ensure that your pet has access to clean, cool water and has somewhere to rest in the shade in your yard. And make sure that the water's in the shade as well. If they have unpigmented skin, which is normally pink skin on the top of the nose, put sunblock on it because if they keep getting burnt, it turns to cancer. And walk them in the morning when it's cool.
Yeah, or late in the evening. Now, if you want more information, please visit our website, which is dogshome.com. We have plenty of resources on there, as well as some... we have a fact sheet about bushfires, and that talks about hot things to do in hot weather as well. So, but right after this, we're going to draw the curtains open on our Pet of the Week. You're with The Lost Dogs Home on Pets Allowed.
Joy 94.9. Want to hear all the latest GLBTI news, reviews, celebrity interviews, and all the best new hit music? You can right now. Right now. Right. Tune in to 94.9 on your radio. Follow us on Twitter at Joy949. Like us on Facebook. And tell your friends Joy94.9 is here, queer, out loud and proud, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So come on, do it right now. Follow, like, share and stream us. Joy94.9 in Melbourne, for the world via the Joy app and online at joy.org.au. Get social with Joy94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy94.9.
This week's Pet of the Week.
It is time for our Pet of the Week, and each week we put a dog or a cat in the limelight. This week we have Caboose. Caboose is a domestic short hair cross. She's a female, a cat, of course. She is white and ginger, about 4 years old, we reckon, about 4.5 years. She's an easygoing, really sweet girl. She's been at the Lost Dogs home for quite a while, so we are looking for a new home for her. She's a very low-maintenance cat, and you can check her out on our website, which is dogshome.com. Her animal ID is 922583. So if you missed that ID or you want more information on how to adopt her, visit our website. You can also catch up with our podcasts on there as well. And we've come to the end of the program. I can't believe it's gone so quickly. But I guess that's when you have puppies in the studio and everyone goes a bit gaga.
Thank you all to all of you who suggested some fantastic names. Of course, we're not going to announce a name right now. So tune in tomorrow at about 11:30, I believe.
Yes, I will be on the Saturday Magazine tomorrow having a bit of a chat with them about the name. So we are coming to the end of the program. Thank you to Elena, our volunteer coordinator, for coming in. It's been great to have you here. And remember, if you want to help name our puppy, please send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. But also remember to walk your dogs.
And pat your cat.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.